Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So, are you a glass half empty or are you a glass half full person?
Yeah, half full.
Half full, okay. What was that, Bob?
I said I'm a glass full and a half.
Full and a half, okay. You know, the armor of God, I think, is really good. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. I actually, whenever I read the full thing, yeah, I should.
The helmet of salvation.
The helmet of salvation. I've actually got a pin that's got the armor of God with all the parts on it. Yeah. But that's when I put on the black coat, and I really look like a priest, you know, with all the. And all. Well, thank you. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith. The shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Think about that. Now, this is Paul that's saying this, that I may declare boldly as I ought to speak. Well, why does Paul think we need armor? Is it to protect us from swords? No. Folks, have you had any arrow shot at you lately? You got your trusty steed underneath you? Have you had any negativity sent you lately? There's one. Boy, there's one where we need a lot of armor, don't we? Well, I love the part on this in the gospel. We are what we eat, what goes into us and then is expelled. Now you can go home and tell all your friends, you know what the sermon was on today? Who? But folks, even Jesus talks about it, right? But that's not dirty, is it? What is dirty? What defiles people? What comes out of here? Okay? You remember that thing you will learn as kids? Sticks and stones may make my bones, but words will never hurt me. Whoever wrote that should be shot. How many times have you dealt with people where that's the problem? You know, I'm looking at Dr. Cream back here, a psychologist. I like it better this way. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can kill my spirit. What do you think of that one?
Yeah.
I think it's really good. Isn't that what we need protection from in our lives? Now, stop and think. I'm talking today about, is your glass half full or is your glass half empty? You know, there used to be a thing called the dipper in the bucket. Every time you give a compliment, somebody takes a dipper, puts it in your bucket. Every time you're mean to somebody or you say something bad, you take something out of your bucket. And the goal is to have a full bucket. How many times have you had people trying to empty your bucket? And the thing is, that's bad about this, many times it's the people that are close to you that know how to push your buttons. Right? Okay. So you push a button and you react. And then later on, why did I do that? Well, because they knew what button to put to get you to act that way. But anytime we try and change, it's not easy, is it? You know, change is a four-letter word. Let's see, C-H. No, it's not. But boy, it should be, right? Because when we try and change, think about this for a second. You've got to change the way you act and not react. Think about that for a second. So how do you not react if you don't know what you want to do?
You bite your tongue
until it bleeds. What did you say? You count to 10. And as your daughter said one time, that doesn't work all the time. But you see what I'm getting at, folks? You can't change unless you know what it is you want to change to. Okay, that means you've got to do some thinking in advance. If this happens, then I know what I'm going to do. And then that way, you don't get riled up. Because when you get riled up, it's the things come out of your mouth that defile you and defile the person you talk to. Not only are you emptying your bucket, but you're emptying theirs, and you're emptying probably half the town's buckets. How many of you got a temper?
No.
I've worked real hard on mine. And it's still there, and it comes out whenever I don't want it. Many of you have seen what I put on Facebook last week. This is a quote by Tim Tebow. And Marlene, what you said to me in this really struck my heart. Thank you on that. Because you're going to see why. She said, you're really working to get the message of Jesus Christ out to us. Here it is. You know who Tim Tebow is, the quarterback? Okay. For me, my goal is to be able to impact as many people as possible for something good, for something right, to be able to leave a legacy of something bigger than myself. Not for winning games, not for scoring touchdowns, but that Jesus Christ has changed my life. You can love God and you can love people. There's more to this world than money, fame, and power. You can have an impact no matter who you are and no matter what platform. No matter how big or how small of a role model, there's someone watching you. There's a life you can change. There's a life you can impact. Jim Tebow. Is it true?
Yes.
So, positive or negative?
Positive.
Yeah, that's one that's more powerful, isn't it? But think about this for a second. Is it the more powerful one? Is it easier to build or is it easier to destroy? Takes time and effort to build, doesn't it? I'm going to share a story with you. I was a high school band director, and I started teaching at Alta, Iowa. Alta, Iowa is about 50 miles south of Lake Okoboji in the Minnesota border. It's a farm community. We had 171 kids in high school. I had 160 in band. So the 11 that worked in band were the ones that I kicked out. That's what it was. He had a student, Greg Radke, farm kid, big German kid, you know. Wouldn't listen. And then finally, kicked him out. You know, had enough. 20 years later, I'm teaching at the University College Jazz Camp. And we're eating at this place called Abner Bell's in downtown Storm Lake. Downtown Storm Lake, this is the old railroad depot. So we're going to have a sandwich. And I look up, and through the door comes this shape that has to duck to get through the door and turn sideways. And I thought, oh my God, that's Greg Radke. Walks straight up to me, and his voice, you know, you Mr. Dyer? I said, yep. He said, you know who I am? I said, yep. Greg Radke, you know what you did to me? I said, yep, get your butt out of bed. Our Father. He looked at me and said, best thing that ever happened. Thank you, God. You know, very seldom do we ever know the impact we had on someone. Okay. But I made him stand up for what he had done. And he said, it changed my life. You know, and it's because I couldn't get through to him. I finally got through to him. I took something away from him that he wanted. You know, how many times as a parent did we do that with our kids? You know, it doesn't change. You know, as a salesman, one of the best sales techniques is to pack up and leave. Hey, wait a second, I didn't say I didn't want it. Okay, then make a decision. And you know, for all of us, it's making that decision. Who do we stand for and what do we stand for? I mean, look at Luther. Here I stand, I can do no other, right? And so when we're standing for positive things, you know, it's good. I got some quotes for you. And of all people, Albert Einstein, okay? Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. Okay? Pretty smart quote, isn't it? Got another one. Any fool can know the object is to understand. And if you notice, it was talking about understanding in our gospel today. The true sign of intelligence is not knowledge. It is imagination. It is. You know, stop and think about that. Those are pretty wise sayings. And you stop and think, probably one of the most brilliant men. Actually, there was 40 of them that I sifted through, and I just took three. You know, look up Albert Einstein sometime online. I just asked for his quotes. You know. It's one of those things I was impressed. So what comes out of your mouth? Good or bad? Positive or negative? Helpful or hurtful? Love or hate? Jesus or Satan? When you start looking at that way, pretty powerful message in that, isn't it? Gospel. And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable, and he said to them, There are you also without understanding. Okay. You might know it, but you don't get it. Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile them, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled? And he said, what comes out of a person defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile the person. Think about that for a second. There's what we're trying to overcome, isn't it? And folks, we're all sinners. We all have that in us. But trying to overcome that, that's where the work really comes. Okay? That's where it's harder to build than it is to tear down. And that's why it's so hard for us to change. But the thing is, if you can keep yourself centered on Jesus, then when you're hit with these things, you don't get upset because it's not towards you. Many times when you're talking with somebody and they go on an attack, they've got a charge in there, they got to get rid of. Tell me more! Because if you didn't do it, don't buy into it. Just let them get it out, and then you can talk to them. Am I right, Dr. Payne? You know, but we're not taught how to do that. Okay. When is the last time you had somebody being negative to you and you blessed them? Yeah, with your daughters. Yeah, but Joe Public out on the street. You know, that's not something we do, is it? Try that. Remember that movie? Try random acts of kindness. Look, pastor's asking us to do some tough stuff, isn't it? You know, when you see somebody at the store, God bless you. Talk to me about God. Yeah, so what? God bless you. Gene, you know, the South when they say bless your heart, it's not what they mean. Took me a while to understand when they said bless his heart. He's a blithering idiot. Am I right, Paul? You're from Virginia. That's just right, too. Well, I learned that in Alabama. Okay. So, yeah, my first call was in Alabama. Yeah, roll tide. Of course, I said that somebody's war eagle, and you know, those are fighting words. Yeah. But, folks, practice random acts of kindness. Isn't that what Tim Tebow told us to do in the quote? You know, leave a legacy of positiveness. Makes you feel good. Not only does it make you feel good, it makes them feel good. It's a win-win. Remember that book came out in the 70s, I'm okay, you're okay? You know, that's what we want to be. You're okay, I'm okay, everything's good. I know it's transactional analysis and it's junk psychology, but it's got a good meaning into it, you know? You have to be okay before they can be okay. You got to love yourself before you can love somebody else. Isn't that what Jesus tells us to do? Well, I think so, and that's why it's so important. Be half full instead of half empty. Now you notice I didn't say anything about being perfect today, did I? Okay? That would have been be full instead of be empty. Because it's people, folks, if you ever get that situation where you're completely full, boy, what a blessing. But you've got to make the most of life. You know, it's when I had some students one time that said, well, I'm flunking. What do you mean you're flunking? Well, I got 75. My folks will be up there. That's it. I said, okay, what'd you get the first test? 51. Okay, that means you've got to score 50% higher this time you did the first one. You are what you say to yourself. You are what you say to other people. What's that message going to be? Folks, that prayer we said this morning, any of you know that prayer? That's Luther's morning prayer. We said it every morning at the seminary. We said it every time I went through confirmation. Pull that up again. Yeah, prayer of the day.
Okay.
And this is how I'm going to end my sermon today, is with this prayer. But let's say it together. Let us pray. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Is that a half full or half empty prayer?